In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. A judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore exhibits at national parks, including in Arizona, Nevada, Montana, Colorado, and Wyoming. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, they were removed under an executive order to eliminate negative portrayals of American history.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has ordered the government to restore the signs within 3 weeks, accusing the administration of attempting to rewrite the nation's history with a whiteout pen. Conservation and historical groups sued after the Interior Department targeted hundreds of exhibits on climate change, civil rights, and diverse communities. According to the lawsuit, officials removed a sign at Grand Teton National Park about an explorer who participated in the massacre of Native Americans, and one at the Grand Canyon explaining how the federal government claimed tribal land to create the park. Another sign at Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site in Colorado about a family's ownership of enslaved people was also flagged for removal. In a statement, the Interior Department says the order came from a Biden-appointed judge and that it's looking at options for appeal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A Grand Junction woman has been identified as one of the 12 people killed in a Missouri plane crash on Sunday. Jennifer Sharp was a leader in the skydiving world and the director of technology for the U.S. Parachute Association. The organization called Sharp a vital cornerstone of the group. She was 55 years old. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Colorado Matters coming your way next.